It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. BP has paid out $376 million to individuals and businesses damaged by the oil spill in the Gulf. But effective Monday, an outsider, attorney Kenneth Feinberg, will take over the claims process. This week, Feinberg has been on the Gulf Coast to answer questions from those seeking compensation. From Houma, Louisiana, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Kenneth Feinberg is perhaps best known for managing the compensation fund for the victims of 9/11. Now he's overseeing claims from oystermen, boat owners, seafood wholesalers, hotel owners, and others whose livelihood is linked to the Gulf. Appearing on a small stage before about 300 people yesterday, Feinberg lectured, cajoled, and asserted that once he takes over on Monday, the process will be accessible, fast, and fair.
I've told you this before. I will be extremely lenient in the documentation. I don't need reams and reams of stuff. I don't need a tax return. Do you have something you can show me? Well, the ship captain will vouch for me. Fine. Well, my priest will. Fine.
Feinberg says legitimate claims from individuals for up to 6 months of lost income will be paid within 48 hours. Business claims will be addressed within 7 days. That would be a huge improvement over the current process. While some individuals have been paid promptly, others have not. And Mike Ferdinand, who heads the Economic Development Authority here, says many companies were given the runaround with multiple agents and little or no money from BP.
It was very inconsistent. It almost seemed like underwriter roulette.
Different adjusters coming up with different amounts. The process that Feinberg laid out yesterday will give businesses and individuals money now. The second part of the process, compensation for long-term losses, will be worked out next year. To get those funds, claimants will have to agree not to sue the oil giant. Both sets of claims are to be paid from a $20 billion fund established by BP. Still, there are lots of details that remain fuzzy. As Kimberly Chauvin pointed out when she took to the microphone at yesterday's forum.
I've seen your little paper and stuff, but it doesn't say what will be deducted, what is, you know, just the same thing that BP did. When it came to a claim, no one knows how it works, and there is no paper stating how it's done. I'd like something in my hand.
Feinberg promised to make public by Monday the 10-page document detailing how the calculations will be made. Yesterday's audience listened intently, but as the meeting wore on, frustration began to emerge. Claimants wanted to know how Feinberg could say he was independent when his salary was being paid by BP.
I feel that you have a serious conflict of interest, and the Bible states that one man should not serve two masters.
Let me ask you a question. How else would you do this? I mean, the cause of this is BP.
Feinberg has been asked repeatedly to reveal his salary. He says he will, probably next month, but he insists he is not beholden to the oil company. Another testy issue, the compensation that will be given to those who help BP in the cleanup effort. The oil company asked many boat owners to assist, and they were paid, often handsomely. Feinberg intends to deduct that money from their compensation package. He contends that although they couldn't do their regular job, they were paid.
Seems to me eminently fair, and I think that's what any court would do.
Perhaps, but boat owner Kimberly Chauvin said later that Feinberg's approach means that she and others did BP's dirty cleanup work for free.
You have no clue as to what we did, and then you're going to act like we should just be grateful for what we got. Are you kidding me?
She says she could have stayed home and gotten the same amount of money. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Houma, Louisiana.